T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready, Austin?
I'm pumped.
Huh?
I'm pumped. Everybody shout.
Let's go, Bucks! All right? Everybody out there, get ready. It's opening day. How can you not be ready? You know the words to this song, right? We do a sing-along. I used to do a sing-along way late at night. Right? Pirates play. Hey, listen, Austin.
Yesterday.
I'm pumped. Yes.
I'm excited.
How can you not be? Here we go back.
Listen to the game with my radio on.
Yes.
The rhythm of the Bucko song.
Here we go. Ready, go.
Stop your feet, line drive. Everybody shout.
Hoot, root, root, root for our home team.
A new
ready?
Pirate generation.
Everybody shout. Let's go, Bucks. Huh? It's baseball season, but... how can you not be pumped?
And the first day of baseball season is just so much more exciting. I don't know why, than football season,
yes.
Basketball season, or hockey season.
I think it's just baseball is an organic sport. Every day is a different day, ain't it?
It really is.
Football, you have the same lineup. You have the same quarterback. Every day you got a different lineup, a different storyline. Baseball is back, baby. Huh? One more time. Let's go. Root, root, root for our home team. Let's go, everybody out there. Let's go, Bucks. Everybody shout, let's go, Bucks. Yes. Are you pumped for baseball season, Austin?
I'm very excited. And a lot more than the past 5 years, because I think they can take another step.
I mean, this is probably the first time in a number of years where I think there's legitimate optimism for the Pirates, and there should be. There should be. You know, we're going to talk all about the Pirates. We've got Dan Zangrilli coming in at 11. We've got Jason Mackey at 10:30. Also, at 1 o'clock, we've got Mike DeCourcy to break down the Sweet 16 and beyond. And we can also give him a hard time about his thoughts on the ACC. I'm sure he'll Mike is always great. I love Mike. He's – And he's soon to be a Pittsburgher again. Did you know that, Austin?
He was at the tournament games at PPG. I saw him there for the first and second rounds.
Yes, but he's moving back. Like they moved away. I guess him and his wife moved away like 25, 30 years ago. He's moving back, I guess, next week. So he's still going to work for the Sporting News and all of his other jobs, you know, with the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, Fox.
But... He's gonna be back. So we'll have a good time talking to him about the Sweet 16 and have a little bit of fun with him as we always do. And as you know, if you haven't figured it out yet, Joe is not here, and he won't be here for the next 4 days, meaning the next 4 business days, because he's going to Florida. He's in Florida right now. I think he left last night, and he's on a much deserved vacation. And I think at the other part of it is, hey, even Mike Tomlin's fired up. He just tweeted out, good luck, Derek Shelton and the Pirates. Looking forward to watching some Buccos baseball this season. Mike Tomlin gets it, right?
Yeah, you see that from a lot of people around the city and teams. The Steelers have put something out. Tomlin, I'm sure the Penguins at some point today, the Riverhounds.
Yes.
All in support of teams that begin their season. It happens every year with every team.
Well, I just think, again, it's always incredible. So, baseball. But back to Joe. Now, the plan is tomorrow he's going to be hanging out with Ron Cook.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Maybe watching some baseball together.
What we should have done was we should have sent a remote crew down there. We should have sent you and, one of our engineers, Amanda, somebody like that. Joel's, right? Took the road trip, and you could have had they could have done a reunion show, Cook and Joe reunion show down there.
I would not pass up a trip to Florida.
Yes. Easter weekend, right? Have a little bit of fun. So we are absolutely pumped up about the Pirates, and as we should be, there's optimism about the Pirates, and hopefully we can get you even more fired up by the end of this show. But in Joe tradition, I think we need to start with the six pack, right? So let's do the six pack. I'll throw out the subject and I'll talk a little bit about it, and you can give me your thoughts. Okay, the easiest place to start, and the one place to start is: do the Pirates have enough pitching to get to the finish line this year? And when I say finish line, I mean over 81 wins. That to me is the finish line. Do they have enough pitching to get to 83 wins or 84 wins? And because if you get to 83, 84 wins, then you're starting to talk about maybe even winning the division, depending on, what goes on with the other teams. I happen to think it's going to take about 86 wins, 87 wins to win the division. But you know what? I could point to lots of flaws in every one of the other teams that we, share a division with. So I'm saying if you can get to 83, 84 wins, you're going to start to really talk about, hey, we are in it. So the question I threw out there for the first six pack, and of course, I guess in honor of Ron, we should say is it free or free light? I'm a diabetic, so it's free light. I think that's going to be their downfall, which is why I picked them to win 78 games. 77, 78 games. I just don't think they've got enough. Marco Gonzalez, to me, and I know it's, spring training is spring training, but I just don't know that he's got much left in the tank. I think Martin Perez will be a plugger. I think he'll be okay. Mitch Keller is Mitch Keller. I just don't know about whatever the other parts of it are going to be. I know everybody's really, really excited about some of the prospects that they have, and they still have Ronzi Contreras, they still have Luis Ortiz. I mean, I'm looking at what they have here, and I'm just not really all that sold that they've got quite enough to get to the finish line. So, that's going to be the only thing that gives me pause not to basically say this is going to be an 83-84 win team.
It's my main concern. I think what Derek Shelton's probably going to do, and we saw it a little bit of last year, we've seen it every year that he's been here, they're going to try to hope that Marco Gonzalez or whoever, Bailey Falter, can go four innings, maybe five, and then bring in the bullpen. They can be a top-five bullpen this year. When healthy, Holderman and Majinski will begin the season on the IL.
Yeah, which is an issue, by the way.
It is.
Okay.
Holderman will be ready probably in about 15 days or so. He's back to throwing now. But regardless, that's their plan, other than Keller, once Skeens gets here, and for Martin Perez, and probably for Jared Jones. And it's not a foolproof one, especially if Bailey Falters it up in the first inning, and it might backfire right in their face to the point where you might have 80 wins in the last week of September. But a couple of these early games in April, when you throw Falter out there and no Skeens, or somebody else that's inconsistent, that might be what comes back to haunt you.
Okay. Go ahead, crack another beer. All right, this one is an interesting one. Are you ready? Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz, the first base platoon. Are you ready? Are you ready? Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz, the first base platoon, right?
Yeah.
And let's say Jack Sawinski. Does that add up to 100 home runs?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to say they fall a little bit short.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's my thing. Here's where I'm looking. Here's where my head's at, right? I think O'Neal Cruz hits 38.
I think 31.
Okay. So I'll say 38. You say 31. That's probably the difference. That's why they're going to fall short.
Yes.
I think he hits 38. I think Davis might hit 18.
He's going to hit 20.
18, 20. Sawinski probably hits 20 to 22.
I think it's the first base platoon that falls short.
So you're not a fan of the Connor Joe Rowdy Tellez show?
No, we're not getting rowdy too much here at first base.
Okay, so, well, I mean, I think they get to 100 home runs. I think the Rowdy Tellez Connor Joe combination hits about 15 or 18. I think they get 20 from 20 from Hank Davis. So that puts you right there at 38.
Let's do some math on the spot because I'm so bad at it.
Well, I'm saying that does about 38. I think
right.
35 to 38 for Cruz. That puts you over 70. At that point, if Sawinski hits 22, 23, you're there.
And Sawinski hit 26 last year.
Right, exactly. So my point is, I think they get to 100.
Yeah, they very well could.
I think they get to 100.
And if they fall short, it's going to be by a couple.
It's only going to be a few. So to me, I think when you look at it that way, the power is going to be better than it has been. And so we'll see what happens, but I really believe that. So let's crack another one. Okay, here we go. So we know that the rotation right now is going to be Mitch Keller, right?
Yep.
Jared Jones is in the rotation to start, right?
Correct.
Falter.
Yeah.
Martin Perez.
Yep.
Marco Gonzalez. That's your starting rotation to start the season.
The first four in Miami are Keller, Perez, Jones, and then Falter, I think it
okay,
is.
Okay, so
Gonzalez.
So basically what we're talking about is that's your rotation. So here's a legitimate question I have, and I'm going to throw it to you, and then I'll give you my thoughts. How many of those five will still be in the rotation in, say, mid-August?
Three.
Which three?
Keller, Jones, and Perez.
Wow.
I think Bailey Falter is gone probably by the middle of May. Whether that's AAA or just completely off the roster. And Marco Gonzalez, is he going to get traded or he's going to be inefficient and be gone?
Yeah. So here's my thoughts. I'm going to work backwards, okay? I think that Marco Gonzalez is the guy that will absolutely not be in the rotation by August. There's no question about it. And for the reason you said, he's either going to stink and be gone, or they're going to trade him at the trade deadline because he's going to be reasonably good. So I think there's no chance he's going to be in August, still in the rotation. Bailey Falter, I think, you know, we know what he is. He's a placeholder. They hope that they can squeeze five or six starts out of him, and, you know, he's reasonably good. And the fact that they, you know, if they can, if his six or seven, you know, say they get seven starts out of him, if he can go 4-3 or something –
I hope they'll take that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if they can go 4-3 in those seven starts, I don't think he'll go 4-3 because I don't think he's going to get the six innings, you know, enough to get that many decisions. But so I would agree with him. I think Martin Perez could be a guy they trade too.
Oh, I haven't winning 85 games, so somebody's got to stay in that rotation.
I'm just saying he's another guy that I think he's going to be good. And I, again, I think, you know, I heard someone, I think it was Crowley, was comparing him to Rich Hill, and he could be a Rich Hill kind of guy that has a decent first half of the season, and the Pirates get to the trade deadline, you know, that they can't help themselves.
Yeah, he's a different type of pitcher, though, than Rich Hill. Not throwing 80 miles an hour, throwing curveballs up there at 64.
What I mean is he's going to be effective.
Yes.
As a starter. Effective enough that other teams that are in contention are going to want him. And the Pirates usually can't help themselves when it comes to that. So I'll say those three. Okay. Jared Jones is a rookie. Or, you know. I don't know, man. That's I'd have to see a precedent for that. I have a feeling he's probably going to have a few different trips back down to the minors.
Wouldn't surprise me if they sent him down once or twice.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. Even if that's like a service
time
thing.
And that means to me that the only guarantee, the third week of August or whatever, the only guarantee who's still going to be in this rotation is Mitch Keller. Which goes back to my point of the fact that 78 wins is where I feel this team is going to probably be. Because I just feel like they have pitching instability and the rotation is what it is. And here's the thing. There ain't a lot of help in the Quinn Priesters of the world.
Nope.
That's the problem. Ronzi Contreras was supposed to be that guy. He was supposed to, well, we're going to fix him this offseason. He's going to come back. He's been a disaster. The only reason he even made the team is because he's out of options. If he still had options, he would be in Indianapolis.
There's no doubt about it.
Think about that. So that kind of instability in the rotation makes it really difficult for me to say, yeah, okay, this team is good enough that they're going to get to the finish line with 81 or 82 or 83 wins. I just don't see it.
Well, their quote-unquote help is also in Double A and maybe Triple A and Solomato and Bubba Chandler. But at the same time, you can't bank on prospects to be able to come up and solve the – just have all the answers.
No, that's the problem.
You just can't.
I mean, that's the biggest problem that you know that they have, I think, really. You know, it's just – it's really a difficult thing – in my mind, to reconcile. All right, let's do one more. Go ahead. Crack it open. As we know, it's opening day. This is what we're going to ask, and this is a really important question. Will Henry Davis, by the end of this year, solidify the idea or the fact that he is their catcher for the long term? Or will there still be questions out there about him?
I think there still will be some questions. The questions will be minute compared to this year. But I think that's not really a Davis thing, but more so they believe that Andy Rodriguez is a really good defensive catcher and they want him to be there. Or else they'd move off Andy to a different position, which they might end up doing because they realize that, at least we all realize, that Henry Davis playing right field is not a viable option. So there will still be a couple questions, but not as loud of noise as there was coming into this spring.
Right. I think it's going to be interesting because I think if he plays well and he proves that he can competently handle the position, and he's got a long way to go. You know, I know that they've been talking about, well, he's doing better. He's doing better. He's getting better at the aspects of it. I just don't know. But my question then becomes, what do you do with him? It would be really silly to not have him available, next year, to not have him available to play 130 games because Andy Rodriguez is your starting catcher.
Well, they might have Andy catch and have Davis DH. I mean, if McCutcheon's back or not next year, who knows?
Again,
that might be what happens.
Again, they could do that, but then they were going to have to carry another catcher because...
Correct.
I don't know. I think if he proves that he's good enough, I think if he proves that he's good enough, then what they have to do, I think, move Andy Rodriguez. Andy Rodriguez has played first before a little bit.
He's played some second.
Yeah,
he's outfield.
So let him play. You know, Davis was a disaster in the field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.